How should parents teach their children what a risk is?
Teaching about risk should be an ongoing conversation tailored to the child's age and understanding. Initially, it's about simple cause and effect. If you touch the hot stove, you'll get burned. As kids get older, you can use open-ended questions to get them thinking critically. Play-in is this risky game with various scenarios they might encounter. Importantly, explain the possible consequences of risky actions, not just labeling something bad. This helps them learn to assess situations for themselves.
What risks should parents tell their children to avoid?
The specific risks will vary depending on a child's age and environment. However, some general areas parents should address include stranger danger, teaching kids never to go off with someone they don't know well. Traffic safety, emphasizing looking both ways and obeying crossing signals. Online dangers, discussing appropriate internet use, and never sharing personal information. It's also important to address substance use risks as children reach adolescence.
Why do some people like to watch risk-taking movies?
There are a few reasons for this. Firstly, there's the vicarious thrill. We get to experience danger and excitement from the safety of our seats. It's kind of a controlled adrenaline rush, right? Secondly, these movies often have larger-than-life heroes that overcome impossible odds. That can be inspiring or even just a fun escape from everyday life. Additionally, the suspense and tension built up in such movies can be incredibly engaging, keeping viewers hooked until the very end.
What kinds of sports are dangerous but exciting?
Lots of extreme sports fit this description. Things like big wave surfing, where you're tackling massive waves, or rock climbing without ropes. The stakes are high, which makes it both terrifying and thrilling to watch. Motorsport, like Formula One racing, is another one. The speed and potential for crashes keep you on the edge of your seat. Moreover, some might argue that even mainstream sports like American football or rugby carry inherent risks due to the physicality involved. Yet their fast pace and competitive nature draw in massive audiences.
Why do some people enjoy dangerous sports?
There are a few reasons. For some, it's the adrenaline rush, that feeling of pushing their limits. Others see it as a way to test their skills and overcome fears. There's also a sense of accomplishment. They did something challenging, maybe even scary, and came out the other side. And honestly, for some people, a little danger might break up the monotony of everyday life.
Who is more interested in taking risks, the young or the old?
Generally speaking, younger people are more inclined to take risks. Part of it is brain development. The part of the brain responsible for impulse control isn't fully formed until the mid-20s. Young people also tend to have a stronger sense of invincibility. They might not consider consequences as thoroughly as someone with more life experience. However, there will always be risk takers of all ages.